From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
Those who run record companies, big and small, have bestowed us with a very musical fall. The weeks ahead will bring us a treasure of new releases, and joining us now to sift through some of them are two of our favorite music men, Tom Moon with the Philadelphia Inquirer and Will Hermes, a senior writer for Spin Magazine. Welcome to both of you.
Great to be here.
Hey, Michelle.
Let's jump right in and start with someone that we haven't heard from in quite a while, Ricky Lee Jones.
He's a ugly man. He always was an ugly man. He grew up to be like his father, an ugly man.
It's so good to have her back.
She hasn't written any material since 1997 record called Ghosty Head.
Which is quite a bit different than this.
That's right. She spent a long time exploring electronic textures and using loops. And she's come back into a very organic kind of place. This is, as you can hear, sort of a jazz waltz vibe, brushes. And the singing is just extraordinary.
And a lot to say, too.
There's a lot there in the lyrics, aren't there?
He grew up to be like his father. He will tell you lies. Who's she talking about there?
She leaves that for the listener to decide. Why don't we go on to someone else we haven't heard from in a very long time, 10 years, a decade actually, Edie Brickell. Tom, why this long absence?
The best I can tell is she was busy raising a family. She's married to Paul Simon, and when she made her last record, which was 1994's Picture Perfect Morning, it was not a massive success or anything. I think she did the smart thing of going away and really writing songs and writing in different styles, and she came back with a really interesting collection of probably her best vocal performances of her career.
Must have heard the same song 20 times. Mama sang and put the makeup on her eyes. We were getting ready to go. School and work was so blow. Everybody had to rush, rush, rush around. Rush, rush, rush around.
It's a beautiful set of songs. I saw her perform a few of them at a benefit in New York, just acoustic, and they were very, very fragile. But as we'll hear on the album, they've really been filled out, and it's an impressive comeback.
Will, when is this album released?
You know, it's not coming out for a couple of weeks. October 14th, I think, is the date.
Slow, like a soft southern breeze.
Where should we go next? There's such a long list from which to choose.
Oh, let's listen to this Outkast record. Should we?
Wake up out this dream. Come here and smell the Folgers, the souls of the human beings. Man acting as if he was the supreme being. Clocking the soul, submit out like he would G-O-D and W-A-R-A. There'll be no tomorrow, but sorrow and horror will follow. The hollow hearts battle for dollars. Politicians, modern day magicians, positions of death for health, care for poor health.
Again, a very political record.
This one is. This is probably the most overt political statement on the record. I mean, I think for any artist that starts out in hip-hop, making a record that's so wildly ambitious and that draws from so many worlds is itself a political statement. But here, as Big Boy says, you know, we lost some rights on 119, sort of flipping the 9/11 thing and then going after the Bush administration assault on sort of civil rights, the Patriot Act stuff, and later verses. Very interesting, sort of galvanized the hip-hop faithful attempt here.
And why did Daniel Pearl have to pay the price for his life and his wife planned twice? See, Alameen got life.
There's some really interesting world music that is either in stores now or will be released soon. Cesaria Evora and Virginia Rodriguez.
both of them Lusophone singers singing in Portuguese. The Virginia Rodriguez is, I guess, her third or fourth record now, and she has one of my favorite voices of all time. Just so rich, you want to wrap up yourself in it like a comforter. And yeah, the voice is like none other.
Padeiro não quer que eu saiba aqui. Viola não quer que eu vá embora. Olô, pandeiro. Olô, viola.
Now, of course, you need not speak Portuguese to appreciate this music. It's really wonderful.
Vowel sounds you could drive an SUV through.
And it's, and Cesária Évora's voice is so different. She's almost at the other end of the register, very deep and sonorous.
Maracanã, boi crambolins, boi carambola, minha casa é minha.
I really think that, you know, we're at a moment where if someone like Cesária can connect with an audience, then there's a whole raft of people sort of behind her that are equally deserving. And I would hope that the fans of Cesária, you know, find their way to Virginia Rodriguez especially. This is a truly deep record. And as we heard from both of those snippets, lovingly recorded, beautifully precise percussion tracks, everything just exactly where it's supposed to be.
We have room for one other release. There's been a lot of anticipation for Rufus Wainwright's new release. Let's listen to a little bit.
Why am I always on a plane or a fast train? Oh, what a world my parents gave me always. Always. Traveling, but not in love. Still, I think I'm doing fine.
Was Busby Berkeley involved in this recording?
He's about the only one who's not name-checked or referenced some way indirectly. I mean, in the course of this record, you hear little bits of Irving Berlin. You hear, obviously, Ravel's Bolero, Pet Sounds in the vocal harmonies. Some of the background vocals are right out of Brian Wilson. You know, celebrating the grand tradition of pop, and grand in capital letters, you know.
All right. Grand dame.
Well, I think that's going to have to be it for today. We could go on forever, but unfortunately we have to say goodbye. Thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thank you.
Great to be here, Michelle.
Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Will Hermes is a senior writer for Spin Magazine. The albums we talked about today are Evening of My Best Day by Ricky Lee Jones, Volcano by Edie Brickell, Speakerbox / The Love Below by Outkast, Voz de Moura by Cesária Évora, and Mares Profundos by Virginia Rodriguez. Also, Want by Rufus Wainwright. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.